Good morning. This February 12th, you have 3 days until the healthcare open enrollment deadline. Lottery players in Texas, North Carolina, and Puerto Rico are sharing a $500 million Powerball jackpot. The winners will split a jackpot that grew to $564 million before last night's drawing. If each winner chooses that cash option, they'll split $339 million. President Obama is asking Congress for renewed war powers to fight ISIS. Obama has sent lawmakers a formal request for an authorization for use of military force. Speaking from the White House, the president said U.S.-led airstrikes against ISIS in Iraq and Syria are having an impact. A bill aimed at preventing veterans from committing suicide is now headed to the president's desk today. The measure easily passed both the House and the Senate. It includes a review of the Department of Veterans Affairs suicide prevention programs and expands mental health services. Philadelphia has been chosen to host next year's Democratic National Convention. Both New York City and Columbus, Ohio had been deeply in the running and vying for the spot. The convention is scheduled to take place the week of July 25th, 2016. A community is mourning the murders of three Muslim university students in North Carolina. Thousands gathered at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill last night for a vigil honoring the victims. A newly married couple were shot dead on Tuesday, along with the bride's sister. Veteran CBS News and 60 Minutes correspondent Bob Simon is dead after a car accident in Manhattan last night. Police say Simon was killed when the livery cab in which he was a passenger collided with a Mercedes before losing control and crashing on New York City's West Side Highway. He was 63. A bill that would lead to Sunday alcohol sales here in Indiana is heading to the full House. A committee in the Indiana House of Representatives passed the measure yesterday, 10 to 2. This is the first time there's been a vote in favor of Sunday alcohol sales in the General Assembly. Governor Pence says he's working with State Superintendent Glenda Ritz, yes, to significantly shorten the ISTEP exam. The Indianapolis Star reports recommendations are expected next week on how the 12-hour exam will be shortened. The test has more than doubled in length to accommodate new state and federal requirements. Indy is a bit closer to having a pre-K kindergarten program. A council committee met last night and approved a plan for awarding more than $4 million for the first year of the program. They say it would provide scholarships for more than 1,000 3- and 4-year-old children from lower-income families. The full council is expected to vote on it next month. A woman found shot multiple times outside the city county building in a bullet-riddled pickup truck is in extremely critical condition this morning. The driver of that truck drove her there to almost the front door to get help. This happened yesterday afternoon. Investigators are still questioning the truck's driver to find out who opened fire on them and where they were when she was shot. Two adults and a child are homeless after a fire in Lawrence. Officials say more than a half of their home was destroyed by that fire that started around 6 o'clock last night. Flames spread to houses on both sides, but firefighters were able to quickly put those out. They say one firefighter suffered minor injuries from getting hit with a ladder. The Pacers are heading to the All-Star break with a win last night against the Pelicans on the road in New Orleans. They won 106-93. And a heartbreaking story out of Chicago, the National Little League champions, Jackie Robinson West All-Stars, have been stripped of their national title. At the heart of this scandal is the eligibility of some of the players to play in that league because they lived outside of the boundaries for the team. It's a city team versus the South Suburban kids that were allowed to play. They are the first all-black team to capture the national championship and play for the world title. And finally, more couples are planning a romantic Valentine's Day dinner at home this year. According to a Retail Me Not survey, 65% of people, yeah, out there said they'd prefer pizza on the couch over a lavish night out. What say you? Windy today. Snow flurries are in the area, a high of 22. I'm Kim Wells. Be careful in that snow out there in the area and keep listening to us here all day on 106.7 WTLC and TLCNaptown.com.